For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. We have a chance to visit with Minnesota Farmers Union and Carol Anderson joining us. And, you know, MFU made their way to D.C. as it was the National Farmers Union fly-in. And, Carol, it's obviously not your first time in D.C., but, you know, it's a year, a trip. I'm sure you found yourself kind of on the replay and repeat when it comes to some of the messaging this year again.
Yeah, and you know, the group went out in spring, too, and the message is we have to have a farm bill. And so they did part of the farm bill this spring with reconciliation, but there's still a lot of it that's sitting out there waiting to be done. And everything we heard from staff people and members have said they're just planning to do a continuing resolution, and they'll work on the farm bill in October or November. That's what they're hoping, that they'll have everything done by the end of December, because otherwise you get to the first of the year and those old dairy provisions from the 1930s or 40s kick in, and so they want to avoid that. So they're looking for work on the farm bill to be kind of done in October or November.
I'm sure you heard, too, from some of the legislative leaders or aides or staff members you talked to. During that August recess, it seemed like they heard a lot of constituent opinions and concerns, I imagine.
I think they did, because, you know, they came back on Tuesday they all were kind of back, and we were meeting with a lot of the staff, and it was an opportunity to be there, because they were all looking at what can we do, what do you think? And so it was a good opportunity to tell them, you know, what we thought. I think right now, you know, they all know that we don't have markets for the soybeans or the corn, so what are you going to do? I think for the corn market and maybe some of the soybean market, the best thing they could do is to go with year-round E15. I think now is the best chance for agriculture to get year-round nationwide E15, because they need a market for that corn, and we don't have it. And you line up also the fact that we've heard from some of the southern states that to take corn down the river when you get into Missouri and south, the river is so low that they can't get the barges through. So that's grain going out, but also the fertilizer coming up. And so fertilizer costs are really going up, as all the farmers know.
Carol, you and other state members, did you have a chance to meet with pretty much all the offices from Minnesota?
Yes, we did. And on top of that, We met, there's a group that met with Stauber's office, Fishbach's office, Finstead's office, Betty McCollum's, Angie Craig, Tina Smith, Amy Klobuchar. So we met with all of them. So if the member wasn't there, their staff people were there.
You heard from, I'm sure, of course, Rob LaRue and other NFU leadership as well. What was the tone of their messaging too, Carol? Pretty similar to what maybe Gary would say to folks here in the state?
Yes. What Rob LaRue started off with saying, agriculture is right on the precipice of being in a very bad state. They said that farm foreclosure rates have gone up by 95%. And so he said, they have to do something now, because next year it's going to really be hard in the farm economy.
It really is. And Carol, as well, you mentioned some of these issues here. You know, it just doesn't go to the corn and soybeans either. We're seeing $16 and $17 milk futures, and you're very aware of how that affects a dairy farmer, too.
Yeah, and the one thing that's keeping the dairy farmers afloat is the fact of beef cattle being so high. And that's the only saving grace there. They said that was the only kind of bright spot, you know, but if that beef price changes, the dairy farmers are really going to be in a hard time too.
Mm-hmm. Carol, how was the tone, would you say, in D.C.? I know I ask that question a lot when people travel there. When you walk away or your takeaway, you reflect a little bit. Was the tone any different or pretty much kind of status quo, would you say?
I would say it was, it wasn't negative. It was, yes, we all know we have a problem here. We got to get it fixed. And they're telling us, you know, October, November, it's going to be fixed. The tone I did get, I don't think they're going to let the government shut down at the end of the month. I think they're going to do the continuing resolution. They all said that. And I think staff were trying to work on stuff over the August recess. That's usually what happens. And, you know, they're looking at, they all know that they're going to have to try and make some payments to the farmers to keep them afloat. The question is, where is that money going to come from? The last time it came from the CCC. The CCC is now in the farm bill, that portion hasn't been funded. And if they do put funding in there for that, they're telling us that the funding wouldn't come till October of next year. So that doesn't do anything here in the short term. So one of the things that just started to float on Tuesday morning, we heard it, was, well, maybe we could take some of the money that's being paid back in on the tariffs and take just a sliver of that and use it for farm payments. We could get the farm payments out quicker that way. But then others will say, yes, but it still has to be approved by Congress. So, but I think that's where they're looking to, where can we find other funds to help make some payments to the farmers to keep them afloat.
That's Carol Anderson, Minnesota Farmers Union member, also sits as well in a state leadership role with Minnesota Farmers Union. Just recently returning from Washington, D.C. with Minnesota Farmers Union during the National Farmers Union fly-in. For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.